Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's the DJV program, playtime for some, serious conversation for others, actually a combination of all of that great stuff. Here we're trying to develop your personality, your instincts, all that sort of thing. If you could get 10 years results, Victoria and Jennifer, in 5 years because you were just better and smarter, you worked harder, do you think that would be a good thing, or do you think you've already done that? Have you, do you think in the last 5 years, done what it's taken many other people 10 years to do? Or do you ever assess things in your life like that? 30 years
of results. Sometimes I feel like I've been
years.
Working for 10 years at the end of every day.
Really? Well, it's good to be busy. What is it? What's the expression? Something about a mind is a terrible thing to waste. But no, there's another one.
Something about idle hands or something.
Yes,
which,
right.
But
yeah,
I don't know it.
The devil's workshop.
Is that the devil's workshop? Yeah.
Yes, I think that's what it is, exactly. All right, so let's check in with Jennifer as to what the most important story is of the day or the hour.
I have one for you, actually.
You got one for me? Good.
Yeah, well, actually, I have two because I just couldn't decide what was crazier. But well, no, actually, one's good, one's a little crazy. All right.
Okay.
So we've been talking a lot on this program about hydroxychloroquine. And so a couple of stories that came out today. One, that the number of prescriptions of hydroxychloroquine has been exploding in France. Now, this
say
is
that
where
again. Say that one more time.
The number of hydroxychloroquine prescriptions
yes.
has been exploding, apparently, mm-hmm. in France. And remember,
yes.
this is where the study that started talking about the benefits of hydroxychloroquine originated. That's
yes.
the one that was very exciting to our friend Dr. Ken on this program.
Right. Yep.
And there have been, subsequently, a lot of warnings over the last several weeks about it being ineffective or that perhaps there just wasn't enough information about hydroxychloroquine in this country. It's been a mixed bag of results, to say the least. But there's also a new survey out today. Get this. This is from NYU. So this is not a political, well, you can make an argument that universities are political, but this is by NYU. Not the Trump administration. That shows that researchers at the Grossman School of Medicine found patients given hydroxychloroquine along with zinc sulfate and the antibiotic azithromycin were 44% less likely to die from the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is encouraging news. It's been poo-pooed by the news media. I do not know why people have been taking apart hydroxychloroquine.
On social media have been taken down by Facebook and by Instagram and Twitter if they suggested that there were positive results from taking this combination of the Z-Pak and the malaria drug.
But this is one of the things that Andrew Cuomo, I believe, has been talking about when he says that there have been some promising results. This is a study that looked at the records
of 900. I feel like people
in
New York are not, they're not resisting this. I don't know. I know there are a lot of news media stories from around the country of people, you know, different test groups saying that it didn't work. But in New York, I don't know. Everyone seems to be on board with it.
Well, here's what that is, Victoria. It's if you take 10, you have to take, in order for it to be effective, according to the French study, if you read the French study, it says that the results were as a result of giving the client or the patient at least 10 treatments. And many of the people who judged it not to work, we're only taking 5. An example.
Well, it's interesting, not to interrupt here, but one of the key components of this study is that they say the element of zinc has got to be present for this really to have the impact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're saying
the
that
chemical.
this particular study was 932 COVID-19 patients that were treated in New York, and they were treated with hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. 400 of those patients were given 100 milligrams of zinc every single day, and the researchers said that patients that were given the zinc were 1.5 times more likely to recover that, and it even decreased their need for intensive
Zinc's
care.
Zinc's very important.
So that's part of the mix, is that you've got to have the zinc involved, which a lot of people have been throwing around, but I haven't heard them say as much as the mixture of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin that you need to have the zinc in there. So that's obviously a huge huge, at least according to this study, a huge part of the mix.
Do we know how severe these patients were? Like, were they on ventilators, or was it before you get to the ventilator stage, does it say?
It says
I'm just
that,
curious, because I know that...
I think they were in all elements of infection, because the doctor, Dr. Ramanian, I believe is how you say his name, he says that the patients in the study in the more critical stages of infection did not fare as well. He said that there is more research that's needed. It seems that this works better if you can do it early, but certainly,
right. That's
at least
I've
according
too,
to
yeah.
this report, that even in some of the more extreme cases, there was some good news, but not as much, obviously, if it's treated earlier.
All right, so let's bring it closer to home. Let's bring it to Los Angeles, to Jennifer's backyard. The story of a Torrance family physician named Shahi Soleiman. She became a coronavirus patient a month or so ago. She'd been practicing family medicine for 22 years in the South Bay. She was infected by one of her patients during a routine physical exam. She found that this person had the virus, and then she got it. He tested positive, and she did as well. She said, "I felt helpless, like a patient. Totally different feeling when you're not coming into the room to treat somebody, but you're being treated." Her cough was horrible. Her fever wouldn't go away. She went to Torrance Memorial Hospital, allowed nurses to record video to help other medical staff distinguish and identify the deep, intense nature of a COVID-19 cough. And you can see that video, if you want, online. She was in complete isolation. People were being intubated all around her. She was scared. She was isolated. And so, but she didn't have to be put on a ventilator because she put herself on the same, they call it a cocktail, what we were just talking about.
Yeah. That's why I asked Jen about what level of severity were the patients at, because from what I've heard coming out of New York, we've got a few ER friends who are doctors in various hospitals, and they are using this cocktail. And apparently, if you're bad enough to be in the hospital but not severe enough to be on a ventilator, that's like the sweet spot for that cocktail, where it works the best, apparently.
This doctor said that she's concerned. She's doing research. Well, she's out of it now, but the concern she has is the long-term effect of COVID-19 on our lungs and other things in our system, but mostly our lungs. I've heard that
if you have
a bad case of it, scars, big.
We haven't talked about it, but have you guys seen the pictures that came out of China? Some of the doctors who had a severe case of it, and their entire skin color has turned like a dark orange, and it's permanent because of the liver damage that they had from the virus. Have you seen those pictures?
No.
This is no joke. Like, I know people are still saying, let us out. Well, if you get this, though, this is not something you want to deal with. It's very severe, and like this doctor said, the long-term effects on your organs, we don't even know yet. Those Chinese doctors who are literally, they look like tanning mom, like they're dark orange permanently, and it's not going to change. It's bizarre.
Can I tell you one more quick story to lighten it up?
Please.
Real fast?
Yes,
okay.
Lighten it up.
So, just to lighten it up, there's a restaurant in Virginia called The Inn at Little Washington.
Oh, yes! I love this story.
It's a 3-Michelin-starred restaurant, and they plan to open for dinner again on May 29th. And they're going to start welcoming their guests in at half capacity, outdoor seating, of course, as early as Friday, when some of the restrictions are eased in this area of Virginia. Well, this is a really fancy-schmancy place, and apparently they're going to, they don't want the empty tables to make people think that they're not a great restaurant.
So they're
filling empty tables with these old-fashioned mannequins to make it less awkward for customers when they're social distancing. It is the creepiest thing you have ever seen.
I think they're going to dress them up in, like, 1940s attire, too.
Oh, yeah, they've got, like, one guy kneeling on the ground in front of a woman. Very bizarre.
I've eaten at this restaurant. It's the most amazing meal I've ever had. It's fabulous. And it's such a beautiful dining room. I don't think they need to add mannequins. If it's half full, that just makes it even more romantic and wonderful. I think that people are going to probably complain about having creepy mannequins at the next table.
Staring at
them. It's terrible. Ugh. Mannequins freak me out anyway. Ugh.
I'd like you to do some research for a moment or two. Yeah, I got an email from a listener who wants me to play what's called Tanonga, I believe it is. T-A-O-N-G-A. It's called the Island Farm Game. And I'm not much for games, and I'm certainly not one who plays games online. But looking at the picture of this, I was wondering maybe I should post it on Facebook or something. But it's I'm not familiar with these things. You and I, this person thought, you know, for whatever the reason, that I would like anything connected to a farm. People automatically assume I'm going to like it, I'm going to do it, I'll have it, whatever, and that may be true to a certain extent, but I'm not one who plays games on, or video games, you know, with my iPad or my iPhone, and so I wonder about this. It's called TAONGA, the Island Farm Game. And you can check that out while we listen to a couple of important messages, boys and girls.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks? Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part, we're offering 12-month special financing and free delivery. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $2.99 or more. Subject to credit approval, exclusions apply, U.S. only.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's a warning for those of you who are signing up, those of you who are like me and Jennifer in small business mode, and you're trying to get government help, the PPP, something a lot of people are doing. There's a fella named Mo Fain. Anybody know who he is?
Mm-mm.
Apparently
no.
He... is an
I know
artist.
His uncle, he's rich, Mo Money, but I don't know him.
Mo, well, Mo Fain was getting rich. He applied for help from the government, got $2 million for his Georgia corporation, and promptly spent $85,000 the first day. Right.
Thought.
Right. Yep. Okay, yeah. 21, be careful, boys and girls. 21 after the hour.
Yeah.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Singing, we will rock you.
Familiar anthem, isn't it? Would you consider this to be a rock anthem, ladies?
Sure.
Yeah. We will rock you. Queen. Taking the 1992 Freddie Mercury tribute concert for AIDS awareness available on their YouTube page as of Friday, trying to raise money now for COVID-19 relief efforts. Concert streams live at 2 o'clock Eastern Time, 11 Pacific. Be available to watch for the next 48 hours. For every dollar donated during the stream, YouTube's parent, Google, will match it with a $2 donation as part of the ongoing Google YouTube UN Foundation fundraiser. I think they limited it to what, $5 million? I think it's
$5 million, I think, yep.
Yeah. The Freddie Mercury tribute concert took place at Wembley Stadium in London, October 20th, 1992. That was after Mercury died from AIDS. The show featured Queen surviving members Brian May, Roger Taylor, and John Deacon playing an array of Queen classics and other songs. This is my favorite, by the way. This is my favorite Queen song. Crank this up, will you please? Little Dream Called Love. I love this song. Tell me about this. It tickles me. Anyway, so there are other artists involved in this tribute. David Bowie, Robert Plant, Roger Daltrey, Seal, George Michael, Elton John, Axl Rose, Liza Minnelli. All of them are on this. How many of them are still with us? There's a bunch of them that are no longer with us. That makes that thing that much more interesting. The show featured individual performances from Metallica, U2, Def Leppard, Guns N' Roses, and Spinal Tap. Profits from the concert helped launch the Mercury Phoenix Trust, which has donated over $20 million to projects in 57 countries around the world to assist in the ongoing fight against AIDS. So, those of you who are fans, take a gander.
I've seen this concert.
Have you?
It's probably the best trip. Yeah, yeah. It's one of the best tribute concerts, if not the best, that ever happened. It's amazing. It was only, they put it together only a few months. It was the spring, April 20th, 1992. Yeah. Just a few months after, and they just made some phone calls. And
all right, here's another good one for those of us who are moldy oldies. The Bleachy Beach Boys have started to hint that they're going to do a standby, wait, a 60th. Anniversary reunion tour. All the surviving members of the boys have been touring in two basically competing camps since the conclusion of the 50th anniversary tour is pretty bitter. Mike Love says he's open to the idea of another reunion, this time for their 60th anniversary. I think he's 79. Brian, pretty close to that. They will be 80. They go out on this trip. Anything that's creative and done for positive reasons is good with me. We'll continue thinking about stuff like that and see what we can do. Next year marks our 60th anniversary. They debuted with this song, Surfin', in December 1961. Released their first album, Surfin' Safari, in October of the next year. The idea of a 60th anniversary tour first surfaced in March when Al Jardine told a reporter that another reunion tour was a strong possibility. Responding to his comment, Mike Love said, Al's a really good singer, but he's been traveling and performing with Brian, and Brian has some serious health issues. I can remember when my cousin Brian was a young boy, he sang Danny Boy sitting on my Grandma Wilson's lap. So that's how far back we go musically. The 50th anniversary tour didn't end well after Love unexpectedly announced new tour dates for the fall that weren't part of the reunion. Although Wilson and Love haven't performed together since the 2012 tour, they met with other remaining band members for a Sirius XM Q&A session in L.A. a couple of years ago. They can put it together. They can get it together, and I think that they will. As you get older, most of the things like this don't mean much. They might mean something to you earlier on. I think Mike was out of line by doing what he did, by the way.
He's
anyway.
A diva, right?
Yeah, he's tough.
He just strikes me as such a diva.
He's tough. 28 past the hour.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all. But many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senate has passed legislation that would extend a set of expired federal surveillance tools designed to help law enforcement officials track suspected terrorists and spies, moving one step closer to retrieving them. The legislation passed the Senate 80-16. The bill is a bipartisan compromise that has the support of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The Justice Department, which had been part of the negotiation, said it appreciated that the expired authorities had been reauthorized, but expressed disappointment with the tweaked version of the bill that ultimately passed. It is unclear how quickly the legislation can become law. The House passed the bill in March, but will have to pass it again due to changes in the Senate. President Donald Trump has said he will support the compromise, but GOP senators, who are longtime skeptics of federal surveillance, have tried to change his mind, hoping he would veto it. This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Republicans are calling another Democratic-driven coronavirus relief bill dead on arrival, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling the House Democrats' latest more than $3 trillion coronavirus bill a totally unserious effort to fight the pandemic. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican said House Speaker Pelosi released a seasonal catalog of left-wing oddities and called it a coronavirus bill.
Yet it still reads like the Speaker the House pasted together some random ideas from most liberal members and slapped the word coronavirus on top of it.
McConnell saying the Senate won't even take up the bill, which makes it moot that the president says he would veto it if it reached his desk. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It will be a summer in the South for NASCAR. The Stock Car Series announced it will stick to Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia, Florida, and Alabama for all of their June races, and all of them without fans. NASCAR has now set plans for 20 races, including 9 in the Cup Series, as it returns to the tracks after being shut down for more than 2 months. The Cup Series is scheduled to resume this Sunday at Darlington Raceway and run 4 times in 11 days at the South Carolina track and at Charlotte Motor Speedway in Concord, North Carolina. NASCAR then will go to Bristol Motor Speedway on May 31st. The track is only 3 hours driving distance for most of the Charlotte area-based teams. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hang on, Sloopy. Or hang on to whatever it is that you get that is good and strong in your life. I hope this is one of those things, the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Now Victoria is going to present us with the latest dirt on dirt. It's the Dirt Report.
Yes. Well, I love that the last time I gave one of these how dirty is your home things, it was all about the door handle on your oven and how that is the dirtiest thing in terms of the amount of bacteria. That's the dirtiest thing in your kitchen. And Kara, our former producer, is still freaked out by that and tells me all the time that she's constantly cleaning the door handle on her oven because of that report. Well, I've got a new one, kids. This is the COVID version. What is now considered, according to a new study, what is now dirtier than a toilet seat in your home? Take a guess.
Oh.
Do you need a hint?
Yeah, give us a hint. Ew.
Okay, it serves as your home office, your favorite restaurant, and your favorite napping spot.
The couch.
The couch. It is officially the germiest part of your home. Ooh. Dirtier than a toilet seat. And it's not just... Yes. And the part of the reason is because we're spending so much more time on our couches that we are shedding literally millions and millions of bacteria are being shed every hour all over our couch. And here's the other kind of gross part. People aren't showering as much as they used to. So when you add that in, well, people are working from home. The showers are kind of the first thing that goes.
Optional.
You know, you shower every... Yeah, it's optional. If you don't... I mean, for Jen, you have to be out in the world, so you're showering every day.
I see the people.
She has to see the people. But for most other people working from home, showers are not happening as regularly as they used to, and we're spending like twice or maybe even three times the amount of normal time on the couch. And so we're binging, we're eating all of our meals on the couch. It's the home office. It's really, really gross. So there's a new study that shows that the best way to mitigate that situation is to steam clean your couch. And I actually just did this the other day, and it worked. If you have any, like, you know, pet dander, or if you've got this bacteria that's just naturally sheds from our bodies, the best thing to do, you don't need to do like Stanley Steamer. All you need is, if you have one of those little like clothes steamers, which I have one, it's like a $15 Conair little clothes steamer. Mm-hmm. All you need is the actual heat and the steam, and just steam your couch. You don't need to suck up anything after that. Just steam it, let it air dry, and that will kill all the bacteria that's on your couch. But you might want to do it like weekly, because like I said, everybody's spending a whole lot of time on the couch. Lots of food is being spilled on the couch, lots of stains, things like that. So just, if you have a little handheld garment steamer, that's going to be the secret to your success of having a nice, clean couch again.
Clean, clear through, and deodorized, too. So I was telling the ladies during the break that I had purchased a new toilet seat, and they were quite upset with me because the old one... I have four bathrooms in my house, and I only had the one I used the most. Had a one of those cushy things on it.
Now, did you buy that?
Cushy. What's
that?
Do
they still sell those?
They still sell them. And I,
but did you buy a new one? You didn't inherit it, right?
No, I didn't. Oof.
There is something about those padded toilet seats that feels so dirty, and if you sit there too long, like, the vinyl attaches itself to you, so you like rip yourself as you like stand up. It's terrible. It's like Velcro to the seat.
What a great visualization that is. So
How many times have you done that?
Well, I went to the store.
Wait, what made you buy this? Let's start.
Which one? The padded one?
And what color is it? Do you have like the light blue one? Please tell me.
No, I had a white one.
Because you know they all come in colors, the comfy padded seats.
Yeah, right. I bought it because...
Yours, pink?
No, mine is white, thanks. I don't
like... Worse.
When I'm here, when it's cold, I don't like sitting on a cold toilet seat.
Oh, Dougie has this gentle... Bum bum.
But wait a minute, but those vinyl things, they can still get cold.
But wait, there's more.
But they can still get cold.
Yes, that's true. They can, but they're more comfortable anyway.
No,
so,
it's a catch basin for nastiness.
Tush. All right, so
how do you clean it? Well, I know you probably don't. Your cleaning lady does, but...
Well, but here's... No, I'll clean it off. So anyway, I went to the...
That means it's never been cleaned.
A friend of mine... That's not true. A friend of mine runs a hardware store. So I went into the store
and he
yesterday.
Said, what the heck are you doing with the padded toilet seat, Twinkle Toes?
Well, I said to him, what do you have for toilet seats?
And what do you have by way of toilet seats?
He knows me well. And so he raised his eyebrow and he said, well, come on. He's got a mask on. I've got my mask on. Because he won't let anybody in the store that doesn't have a mask on. So I went over into the toilet seat department. And there were about a dozen different choices, and two or three of them were plastic. So instead of me talking to him about that, my question to him was, are any of these made in China? Because I'm not buying it if it's made in China. Well, we went through the 12 that were there, and 9 of them were made in China. So I said, nope, not buying that one, not buying. So there was one there that was a hard plastic one that was made in Georgia. I said, okay, I'm taking...
By our friends at MyPillow and Mike Lindell.
Yeah. MyPillow hasn't gotten into the tush seat business yet, but maybe they will. Anyway, so I was going to buy the cushy one, but he said, no. He said, don't you realize how nasty those are? And I hadn't really thought about it, but I could tell by the look in his eyes.
This is the guy who runs a hardware store.
This is the guy who sells them, and he's telling you not to buy it.
Yeah, right. So I didn't. I bought a hard one that was $29, and it was made... in Georgia. So there.
And now you're uncomfortable.
Nah, I'm okay.
Are you missing it? Are you going to put one of those like,
one?
Donuts, those blow-up donuts that people
oh, God.
No. No, I'm not going to do that, but thanks for the suggestion.
Doug's like, I'll take every floaty you have in this store.
Very cute.
Oh, man.
All right, so let's get back to the real things that are going on here in the world. I was yesterday and the day before, I think this week, we've been talking off and on about the FBI and this one agent that was responsible for trying to get Michael Flynn. And then you start digging around, or people who are investigators get paid for doing that sort of work, and they're, whether it's in the government inspector generals or whether it's the news media. But now there are lots and lots and lots of questions being raised about how the FBI does its thing. So a couple of items here today from the FBI. Former senior intelligence official there says he knows that Saudi Arabian government officials played an indirect role in the September 11th terrorist attack. Now, this follows up on another story that we had in the last day or two that basically underscores the same thing. Knowing the key phrase here for this FBI intelligence official is a, quote, knowing role. That is, he went further than most law enforcement people have been able to get him to admit, whoever this person is. And, of course, they're being very careful not to tell you who the person is. Although he was in the Saudi Arabian embassy in Washington. That much has become public. This fellow's name, the FBI intelligence officer, is Frank Figluzzi, who is assistant or was assistant director for counterintelligence during the era in question. And he said, quote, it's safe to say there are unresolved and undisclosed factors touching the Saudi government, whether they had knowledge or involvement or both with the 9-1-1, the 9-11 hijackers and plotters. So anyway, you know, the FBI had, remember, I think it was Monday, we were talking about the court filing that disclosed the name of a former Saudi embassy official who the FBI had been chasing around for years or suspected for a long time of having directly supported and informed the 9-11 hijackers. So this is pretty damning information. And the guy, when the FBI points a finger at another FBI guy, that's really, because they have the same sort of blue code of silence there. You don't rat on other FBI agents. So there is more reason for us to question our relationship with the Saudis. Also, the FBI this week has seized the cell phone of Senator Richard Burr. Apparently, he was one of the first ones and the biggest ones to,
by the way,
unload a lot of stock.
He's a stock guy, right? And his like brother-in-law also, or his brother also got the tip and sold a lot of stock, too.
Yeah,
apparently,
he was
sharing the information, yeah.
Right, yep. So apparently, he has turned over his phone. They served a search warrant on his home in Washington. And there are a lot of people that don't want to be a part of this for obvious reasons. They don't want to be known to be a part of it, but apparently it's so egregious they can't let it go. So now there's a lot of calls for him to resign. Didn't somebody already resign over this? Wasn't it a congressperson, a woman, who resigned?
No. She just said, oh, no, I have a stock person. I don't know anything about my portfolio.
All right, I have a person who cleans my toilet and takes care of my stock. So anyway, this is... this will go to the Senate Ethics Committee.
This kind of stuff, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong because I don't. Admittedly, I have $500 in Robinhood, in stocks, in Carnival Cruises. Okay, so just in full disclosure, I'm not a stock person. But it seems to me the reason I say good that they should go after these people is because so many other people have been sent to jail for the same thing. Do we really care? Like, if anybody gets a tip, aren't they going to act on it? Isn't that just what's going to happen? I mean, why do we send people to jail for that?
Well, because in this case, you know, he was looking at the briefings. He was on that. Yeah, it was government.
I get all that, but why? And that's why I said good.
Why did Martha Stewart go to jail? Is a good question.
Right. Like, why did other people go to jail for the? And that's why I think we have to uphold the law.
They shouldn't
with
go to
guy.
Jail. They should pay
but
a fine.
But the question is, why in the world do we even have this as a law anyway? Because if somebody whispers to you on the street or in a boardroom, you're going to take that advice. How many people are doing this already and not getting caught is my question, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, a couple other quickies.
Many, I'm sure, yeah.
Angela Merkel says that she has hard evidence that the Chinese and the Russians have hacked her emails and are behind a lot of very consequential things. And didn't we talk earlier about some, quote, Eastern European source of hacking into,
Alan Grubman, the attorney to the stars.
Right. Yep. Yeah, right. 47 after the hour on today's DJV program.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you can get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
And we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
I'm Andy Solomon. One in four stroke survivors may have another one. Up to 80% of secondary strokes may be prevented by developing a prevention plan with your doctor. Stroke neurologist and American Stroke Association volunteer Dr. Carolyn Brockington explains.
Take your medications as prescribed and manage your risk factors. Keep your follow-up appointments via telehealth if possible, and participate in a virtual rehabilitation program if needed.
The American Stroke Association's secondary prevention campaign, sponsored by Bayer, suggests having enough medication on hand. For ischemic stroke survivors, this may include aspirin to prevent another stroke. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen.
A stroke is a medical emergency. It's still important to call 911. Remember the acronym FAST. F for face drooping, A for arm weakness, S for speech difficulty, and T, time to call 911.
To learn more, visit stroke.org/oneisenough.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks? Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part, we're offering 12-month special financing and free delivery. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $2.99 or more. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life, from germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken. All right, so let's talk about a few other things besides the COVID-19, although we always seem to sort of stray back into it. Question on teen sexuality. Is it true that a lot of teens are more sexually active? There seems to be some misinformation. I remember reading a report earlier in the year suggesting teens are less sexually active. So which is it?
Well, I think this is a good news report. And it comes out of the CDC, Doug, that the percentage of teens in America that are sexually active has continued a 30-year decline. What they're reporting, though, is roughly 40% of never-married teens between ages 15 and 19 years report having sexual intercourse in 2017. This is the most recent year for which data is available. And an overwhelming majority use contraception, condoms for the most part.
All right. So they're sexually active, but they're also sexually aware.
And it's sucks. Less, but it's still 40%. Boy, I must have been out of this world.
Me too.
When I was 15 to 19, at least my friends, 40% of them weren't active, but maybe yeah. I hung around with the...
I knew a few of the guys that I thought were lucky in high school, but that is another story.
Things have changed, at least when I was in high school, I think.
That's for sure. All right, let's go back to questions about the virus and the cause. We have said often, and there have been some people who have been complaining because they think I'm skewing this, but the black community has more diabetes, and therefore the black community has more of the COVID because diabetes is a major cause of diabetes. So now, is there a way, as you come into life and live your life, that you can help guard yourself against diabetes?
Well, it's all about, for type 2, adult onset, it's all about what you eat, just eliminating or markedly reducing white flour, and then when the doctor says it's okay, getting into an exercise program and getting down to ideal body weight, and that can really lick most of type 2 diabetes, and when you can't do that, then you do need medication, the oral medication.
Mm-hmm. Here's another question that comes from me. Now, often these questions come from different sources. You just mentioned something about flour. Most flour is made from wheat. Wheat causes problems, gut problems. It causes the problem that I've had in celiac over the years. So is not, I'm not eating anything with flour in it, wheat at all. Is that a blessing in disguise for people who have not only the diabetes problem, but maybe some people have problems like I do with celiac?
Right. Well, you're trying to get away from gluten, which is found in wheat, barley, and rye. But whole grains are so healthy. Not all carbohydrates are bad. Remember, the complex carbohydrates, the whole grains, they're good. And mm-hmm. So you want to try and get some whole grains. And for someone like yourself who wants to be gluten-free, staying away from wheat, barley, rye, and trichocil, whatever that is.
All right. So I'm just understanding the nuance of it. I just look, whenever I see wheat or flour, I just stay away from it now.
Wheat, barley, and rye, stay away from. But the other is okay, and you want to get your whole grains. And remember, the first word in the ingredient should be whole, and that's so healthy.
Oh. All right. Question about the perception that the coronavirus has only been a problem on the East Coast and the West Coast, and that the cities and states in the middle of the country don't have a problem, which has become nonsensical. They were spared for a while, but I don't think that's the case now, is it?
Well, New Orleans and Detroit are certainly not on the coast, and those have been areas of hot zones. So, you know, it's just not been the coast. It's been more in places that have a lot of international travel, and also places where there's more dense living and people have more of a challenge to social distancing. That's where it's been.
Yeah. All right, here's a question about brain patterns and cuddling. What does cuddling do for you, for your physicality and otherwise?
This is why so many of us love to cuddle. There's actually an anatomic, physiological reason. And, and this is published in Frontiers in Psychiatry this week. There's this new state-of-the-art functional MRI. You had an earlier one, Doug, where you actually image and can see the brain waves. And it seems like when we cuddle with the people we really care, our brain waves begin to synchronize and move together. So this is fascinating.
Yeah. It's kind of like life in a bubble, in a manner of speaking. All right, check out the podcast every week from Dr. Ken at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Reach out to Dr. Ken at his office in Florida for telemedicine, 352-735-1400. These programs are presented as a public service every week. I'm Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronos.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.